The Northeast Collision Conference just happened and I heard it was fantastic. Did you make it? Well, whether you did or whether you didn't, today I'm having none other than Ken Miller, the president of the AASP New Jersey branch. He's on with us and we're talking about the conference that they put on and some of the amazing takeaways, a little bit about it. So especially if you weren't there, you can get a little sneak peek. Check it out.
Welcome to Body Bangin', your podcast for all things body. Auto body, that is. And now, introducing Body Bangin's host, Mickey Woods of Mickey Woods Marketing. Mickey is a former Auto Collision Center owner and is now a marketing and business development expert to shops across the globe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Body Bangin' Podcast. Thank you so much for joining. If you are watching this on YouTube, make sure that you click the like button. The more likes we get helps YouTube to know that it's good content and then shows it with more people, which is helpful. And if you really love it, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Same thing on the audio podcast platforms. Whatever you're listening to, Spotify, Apple Podcast, if you click subscribe, then you'll get a notification when a new episode drops. So today, I don't want to delay any longer. I've been trying to get this guy on the podcast for years and years, and finally he agreed to come on. My friend Ken Miller, or Kenneth Miller as his Zoom screen shows. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Mickey. We're here.
We're here, we're doing it. So I asked Ken to come on like now because he just finished with the Northeast Collision Conference just like weeks ago. And for those of you that don't know Ken, he does a bajillion things. He is co-owner of 821 Collision in North Hailden, New Jersey. And he also, here we go, here's the list. He is president of the AASP of New Jersey. He's on the board of the AASP national, the national level. And then I'm not going to even get into all the little things, but one thing that he is trying to do is get on the board of SCRS, which we have an election coming up in April, which is when this is going to be dropping. So if you are at SCRS in April out in, where is it at? Seattle. If you're in Seattle and you're on the board, you got to go and vote for Ken Miller to be on the board.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
We're voting him in.
Good.
Like it or not, it's happening.
Can't wait.
Yes. But the reason being, this isn't why we had him on today, but the reason is because the AASP of New Jersey just finished putting on the Northeast Collision Conference. Northeast, right? Yeah. I was like, is it Northwest? No, Northeast. And all the feed, I didn't get to go in person. Next year I'll be there. And I heard from everybody that it was so fun, awesome. I mean, the feedback I got back was great. The sessions were great. The trade floor was awesome. So I'm like, Ken, why don't you come on and let's talk about it for people that didn't make it, or some people were there and potentially didn't see some of the sessions or didn't get to walk the whole floor, or, you know, whatever. So let's just do a little recap. So are you ready, Ken?
I'm ready. Let's do it. Where do you want to start?
Where do we start? Okay, so let's start with sessions. And I know like the Northeast Collision Conference is known for its trade floor, right?
Yes.
And why? Yeah. Why is it so known for its trade? What makes it so special, so different?
So like, you know, everybody talks about a mini SEMA, right? And I think that you and I met at SEMA a couple years back.
Yeah.
And SEMA's great. And SEMA's really cool. But SEMA's huge.
Yeah.
It's too big. To have an actual, as close as you can get to a mini SEMA, and some even consider it better, because you can have the interactions, you can see all of the things that you want to see. You have all the vendors there that you need to see from all over the country. It's not like it's just the Northeast. Like we get people from all the way over by you to come out here to be vendors. It's really cool. And to have all that in one place where you can do it, in a day. It's not a huge trade floor, but 2 days is probably better.
Right.
You know, and and it's great. It's just, it is the closest thing to SEMA, but even some consider it to be better.
I can see why that would be though, because yeah, we were at SEMA just, what was that, October of 2023. And that was my first time I'd been there in a long time. And I was there Monday through Friday, and I literally was at like there walking Monday through Friday. Like it's so, so, so much. And you're exhausted. Like so many of us got sick when we got home because we were just wiped out. Mm-hmm. So I can see the benefit. And there's also A, all of that, and then B, keeping it really collision specific. So when you go to SEMA, you've got all the different things that sidetrack you and that you want to go check out, and all these custom things. And, you know, Tim Tebow was speaking, so we like went and saw him. You know, it's all cool, but it's just like, it's a big deal. So I think what you're saying makes sense, that you get the benefit of that, but in a reduced capacity. So you get to really be focused on what really matters to us for the collision space.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, the first time I was, my rookie year at SEMA was like 3 years ago, I think. And, you know, everybody said, yeah, it's a lot of walking. It's big. Well, I'll tell you, I was only there for 4 days. And by the end of the third day, my feet were bleeding.
Oh,
that's how bad it was.
Gosh.
Yeah. So when you go, plan on walking. But at least for the Northeast show, you know, it's simple. It's nice and easy. It's in one place. If you're going to stay, there's hotels that are right next door to it. It's really just really convenient.
Yeah, I love that. So I know that there are sessions like classroom sessions that kind of coincide. Well, they do coincide with what you guys have on the trade show floor, which I think is awesome because I know it's not really known for the classes, yet at the same time, there are really cool sessions that go on and you guys get some awesome speakers. So can we talk about those real quick, a few of those sessions that were happening? Because I feel like there were a couple that I saw that I was like, man, if I was there, I would totally be at a couple. I mean, I'm sure they were all excellent. Not trying to rain on anybody's parade. But obviously, Mike Anderson, anytime he talks, I want to be in the room.
No doubt. Mike's spectacular.
Yeah. So what was he speaking about when he was there?
Mike had a couple of different sessions, and I'll be honest, I was in one of them, and I always take away little things from Mike, and it would be silly for me to tell you the things that I took away, but he brings out these things that he finds as he goes around the country for like these best operators that he's dealing with.
Yeah.
And is like, you know, these little things. And I'm like, that's a great idea, you know? And those are the things that you can implement in your shop, like immediately. You don't have to like, I'll do any big thing. It's just like, oh, let me get this and let me get that. And I can do it. I was actually on Amazon while I was sitting in his class, in his presentation, ordering things that he was saying. You know, that just will make life easier.
Really?
He's pretty cool with those,
like
those
sorts of things. What was one of the things you guys ordered?
So there was a specific bin that he likes to use for dismantle and labeling. And he has a procedure for labeling, right? Like he puts the RO number when it's in use on one side, and on the other side, he paints an E. So when they slide in and they're face out with the RO number, there it is. That's the RO for that car. When they're emptied, he takes them and spins them around and slides them back in the other way.
Interesting.
He has, you know, nowadays with all the inspections that are required for these cars, you're oftentimes taking headliners out of cars, right? So taking headliners out of cars, and we would wrap them in plastic, crash wrap, or not crash wrap, but, you know, the paint wrap.
Yeah.
And throw them up on top of our spray booth was the safest place we had for them.
Yeah.
Well, he uses mattress moving bags, and they're like tarpaulin material that I already have them at the shop. They're, you know, you put them in there, you zip them closed. They're sealed from everything. They have handles.
Wow.
You can store them that way, put them up and out of the way. And just like a bunch of little things like that, hooks, different parts organization things. And that was the one class that I got to sit in. I actually got a lot from it. Just little tiny things that are pretty cool.
That make such a big difference.
Yeah.
It's the little things. I always say it's the little things. Like sometimes we feel like, oh, we have to do these massive shifts. Well, and oftentimes, no, you don't. It's the little things. Love that. And then Dave Lohr was there, right?
Dave Lohr started us out. So we normally run we normally run our education in the past from Friday evening to Sunday.
Okay.
This year, Dave Lohr wanted to come in early, so we actually opened it up Thursday. So Dave came in and did a full day workshop Thursday, which was great. I sat in that, and it was a Know Your Numbers workshop, which I think is really important.
Yes.
You know, it's knowing, like, running your business today as a business and not like the old school kind of way. It was like, you know, if you had money in the checkbook, you were okay.
Right.
You know, really understanding the cost of doing business, where your money is coming from, you know, in individual categories is pretty good. He had his team with him. So he's got a group of professionals that are around him. He's got a CPA that travels with him. So they would, they offered to look over your P&L if you wanted to bring it with you. So, you know, you, just tips that, you know, look at. So it, little things that might make a big difference when you're drilling down into those little things that it, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, super neat. I think that should be a class that we all take. Like, every business needs to take that class. Collision, I don't care what you are. We all need to know our numbers. Wow. So he did like a full day of workshops, and it was all around the Know Your Numbers thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And he actually, like, you had to do your numbers. Like, he had a workbook, and he had people actually doing their, that, you know, learning how to do the math, right?
Yeah.
And understanding what we're doing and understanding where the numbers are coming from and what they mean and all that other stuff and how they're supposed to show up on your P&L. So yeah, it was informative.
I love that. Okay. So I know those were the two that I saw off the top of my head that I was like, I totally want to go to something like that.
There were a bunch.
Yeah.
Mike did others. I didn't get to sit in all of them, unfortunately. I was running around on the show floor. Cheryl Driggers from Collision Vice did some stuff. She did, what was it? I forget. The Extraordinary Customer Service one. Yeah, where that, again, I didn't get to sit through that.
Yeah.
But John Shoemaker did one. Guys from AirPro, Josh McFarland did a presentation. Jerry Benani from Ford did something. There were several, and I know I'm forgetting a bunch, and I apologize, but it was 2 weeks ago.
And I totally get it. What did I eat this morning? I don't even know, let alone weeks ago. Okay, so anything that popped out to you that you heard back, like feedback. Because I'm sure a lot of people, I'm sure you got a ton. Like, it was great. It was wonderful. Anything that you felt like people were bringing up, like, oh, that specifically was awesome.
I think the energy is back. And I think that's important, right? Because we came out of COVID, the 2 years around COVID were not fantastic. They weren't for anybody. I don't think any of the associations, at least people that I talked to, had great turnouts. But I think the big takeaway for me was, these levels are back to pre-pandemic levels or higher.
Right.
And people are not afraid to congregate anymore and be around each other and be back in training seminars or be on the show floor looking at things and doing things. And I think that's, for me, that was like a big thing. And the energy, you could feel it on the floor.
Oh.
Like, you walk in there and people were just like, this place is great. And, you know, it really was. Like, you could just feel it on the floor.
The buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. And people, I think, miss that. Well, I think here's a couple of things. I think people miss the buzz and being a part of it. And I also think that the industry is trending where shop owners, managers, we realize how important these types of things are to be around others that are like-minded, to be like more of in a learning state. I think so many people pre-COVID got they just did what they did because it was what they always did. And it was like, I don't really need to learn anything. COVID was like a massive shakeup and not necessarily for all bad. I think it was good because it forced people to recognize, I need to start collaborating with people. I need to start getting some other opinions, be around others. I think I work with shops, guys and gals that I've known for years that would have never stepped foot in a conference of any kind or a trade show or anything. They were just like, they just didn't feel like they needed it. Now, here we are today in 2024, and they're all about it. So I think it's a lot of it is like mindset shift.
Yeah, definitely. You know, this is great. Like the Zoom meetings and everything else is awesome because you can get to have meetings. Like we're on the opposite coast right now.
Right.
Right. And we can have a meeting and have this discussion without jumping on a plane. And that's cool. But, you know, having people get back together again and get in these conferences and exchange ideas and talk about issues is really important. And, you know, not much different than the cocktail hour, right? Like a lot of things happen when you're in these environments where they're way more beneficial than just the presentation, you know,
because
everybody takes a little bit different thing from the presentation.
Right.
So, I like to see people get back together and do things.
100%. So now you and I were talking prior to us recording and you were doing a new member drive. Like what does that mean? What does that look like for you guys?
So I think a lot of associations struggled through COVID and saw people disconnecting from associations and stuff and see numbers come down. Mm-hmm. And I'm newly minted president, right? So I'm only in this position about 6 months. And we were talking about things and you know, ideas of what to do and how to do. I said, when was the last time we had a membership drive? And my board kind of just, you know, looked at me and I'm like, well, I mean, this is only logical, right? Like, we're going to have pretty much all of the shops in New Jersey plus the neighboring states, which we don't serve, but there's going to be there.
Right.
Like, what a great opportunity to get in front of people and tell them what we are, what we do, who we are, and to say, hey, you know, join us because we're, you know, stronger. We're together, we're stronger, and we can make a difference. So the membership drive was great. I mean, the results were fantastic. We increased our membership by a little bit more than 10%. But what it did, it seems to be keeping that top of mind, right? Yeah. Like, so people are still thinking about, okay, well, what else can we do to increase membership? Where before, they were board discussions, but, you know, with not a lot of traction. This was the first thing that really gave it a lot of traction. And now we're doing things.
Yeah. Now, how big is your association? Do you know how many people are a part of it or how many shops?
Right now, we're close to 250.
Okay. Wow. So that's big.
Big. It could be bigger. I mean, we're a small state, right? So it's not like California, but we could be bigger. And that's my goal as new president. That's my goal is to drive membership.
Yeah. I'm going to interrupt this podcast for just one quick second because a lot of people wonder, Mickey, what is it that you even do besides host a podcast? Well, I do marketing, and really the biggest thing that I do is help you drive more traffic to your business. And not even just more traffic, but consistent traffic to your business. As a former shop owner, I know how important that is. So if that's something you're interested in, or you just want to talk about marketing or developing your business in general, feel free to reach out. You can visit collisioncentermarketing.com. There's a calendar on there and you can just book a time that works for you and we'll set up a phone call. Or you can email or call me and my notes are down in the description of this episode. But I hope to hear from you. I'd love to help you build your business. But in the meantime, you better get back to this podcast because it's really good.
Well, I just think about all these shops because, you know, you get to talk to a lot of shops because of the position that you're in. And I get to talk to a lot of shops because of the marketing position that I'm in. And you and I both know there's a lot of people out there that are frustrated, that are suffering in ways that if they had something like this, some type of an association to be able to go to ask other members questions, how are you guys handling this? What are you doing? To get the real benefit, the collaborative, helpful benefit of it would just be incredible. And there are a lot of states that don't even have associations that they don't have the capacity. So you feel like 250 is not enough. And hey, I'm a shoot for the stars girl too. Like I get it. You know, there's always more to be had, but then there's guys that are just want something. They would love to have anything. What do you feel like the feedback? Cause you were a shop within the AASP of New Jersey prior to becoming president. So what do you feel like the shops in that association, what do you feel like are the biggest takeaways for shops that are participating? And like for you, and you were just in a participatory stage of as a member.
I'll share a recent story with you because we were, a member was having an issue this week, actually, and he posted some things on LinkedIn and he tagged my executive director, the immediate past president and myself on it. So I looked through some of the stuff that he was doing, and I talked to my executive director and I asked him to reach out and just have a conversation with him and explain the different things. And my executive director called me to fill me in on what happened. And it was amazing because like and this guy's a decent operator. You know, iCargo, iShop, you know, good operator.
Right.
But like he was unaware of the Unfair Claims Practice Act in New Jersey. So like things that bill payers are allowed to do or not allowed to do.
Right.
And it was an hour and a half conversation. He went on and on and on with my executive director. So like that's the kind of stuff that's important, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not even really aware of these things that are there and the tools that are available to you to help you solve some of these problems. So, you know, make a packet up, send it off to him. He can familiarize himself with the law. And those are the kind of things like that's invaluable stuff because otherwise, you know, fighting from a position of knowledge is different than just picking what you get.
Great point.
And it's really imperative that the guys not only join, but get involved, right? Ask questions and be in that position where they say, hey, I'm having this problem. What do I do? Well, you know, and in our association, we're really fortunate. Charlie Bryant is our executive director. He's been in the industry since the beginning of time and he's fantastic. He knows everything.
Yeah.
So he's a great resource for everybody.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you brought up something that I hadn't even brought up is the laws in your state because every state's laws are different. And so being able to leverage that and know that is a game changer for better or worse, because you want to make sure that you're not getting caught in a trick bag. This could save you if you have people around you that help you know these things. And oftentimes we don't. Yeah. We don't know until it's too late. Like how many times have we learned something the hard way?
Yeah, definitely. And we did a presentation about a year ago now. I was still on the board. I wasn't the president yet, but I thought that it was important to get out some of these laws. And we couldn't do all the laws in one presentation. And we're not attorneys, right? So we're just kind of raising awareness. It's not really to instruct you, but it's to make you aware of the things that you should know or investigate on your own or talk to your attorney about, any of that stuff. But that stuff is important. There's so much to it that you just have to be involved. You have to get involved in the associations to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. It just takes me back to, I know other states are trying to create their associations. They're in the midst of like creation phase, and to see you guys with this massive, you know, trade show and everything, I'm sure just seems like a dream. And here you guys are doing it. So it's pretty cool, right? That you guys have something that works. You have a methodology that works. You're providing something of super value to the industry. And people do travel. I mean, I'm in Southern California. There are people that will travel from California all the way out to New Jersey just to attend this thing because there's a lot of stuff going on. And like you said, being with people and learning with people in person is different than just even listening to a podcast. As much as I love my own podcast, there's something about being with people, you know, like, and we get great people on here, but being with those people and feeling that energy and asking questions and all those things, like, we have CAA here, our California Auto Body Association, and they're very active with legislature and all that kind of stuff. And it makes me sad for the shops that don't even have an option to plug into something. So what would you recommend? And we haven't rehearsed any of these questions, so God bless Ken for just rolling with me. but like, what would you suggest for shops that are out there that don't have a way
to plug in to their local association, like something like you guys have, that's like a mature association?
If I had to pick one thing, because I'm gonna go backwards before I go forwards, but yeah. we just had the cocktail hour, and I think we had somebody on that was working with associations, and I think they were gaining some traction, right, with creating associations, and I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, like our association is, New Jersey's different. The trade show is different. You know, it's 47 years that we've been doing this.
Wow.
Like, they've got it figured out. We've got an incredible admin team, you know, the board of directors, that we speak trade show. So, I'm getting off topic, but, you know, if for the associations that are trying to form and, you know, starting trade shows, I think it's great. I think it's really cool that they're doing it and they're trying to do it. And I hope they gain traction with it. And, you know, I invite them to the Northeast show so they can see some of it. But there's a lot to it. But to go back to your original question, if I had to say, if there's one place where anybody in the nation can go to get information, is going to be SCRS.
Mm. Yeah, great point. SCRS is powerful.
Yeah.
And their website's good. Their social media posts are good. How often does SCRS get together?
Well, so open board meetings will be quarterly.
Okay.
The board will meet up a little bit more than that.
Okay.
And then any special initiatives they're working on, you know, may require some other stuff.
Right. And anybody can go to the open board meetings, because I'm not a member, and I went to the last one in Palm Springs, I think it was.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so informative. Yeah. I was shocked how informative, because it was in February and they did a recap of some really neat things they found at SEMA, where some of the people had found tooling and whatnot and went and tried it out in their shops to see, like, how is this actually going to work in my shop? And then did like a little presentation on, like, what? That was so cool. I was so impressed, and more.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great point, the SCRS. And anybody can join, right?
Anybody can join. Yeah. And they should.
And you should.
You know,
and they're throughout the country. So you can, if you want to wait for one to come back around to you to be in person, you can. Is there a way to watch those virtually, the meetings?
I am going to tell you, I don't know that.
Okay.
I didn't see any cameras in there, did you?
I didn't either. Yeah, I don't think so. But that is something good. I'll put the SCRS link in the show notes if anybody's listening to this and wants to get more information. The stuff that SCRS is doing is, I mean, that's its own episode, but it's like so many incredible things.
They are the ones that drive all of the positive change that we end up seeing in the industry, right? Yeah. Like all of the things that happen with the blend study. Like, that's a recent thing that's coming around that's making a big difference to a lot of people. And for those that are not seeing a big difference to it, like, I suggest that that's an education piece. Like, there's something that they can learn there and use that will make a big difference. That is a powerful report.
Yeah.
You know, and it just has to be, you just have to understand it and how to utilize it.
Right. And they have that healthcare initiative that they rolled out that shops that are part of SCRS can take advantage of, which is huge, huge. I mean, all that kind of stuff. SCRS has so many benefits. Yeah, I'm definitely putting the website link below or in the show notes, wherever you're watching or listening to this, so you guys can check it out and see all the different things that are going on there. Super cool. So I got to ask you, a couple things. I know at the Northeast Collision Conference, you guys had something which is really cool. And I think you were saying you stole it off of Jill Tuggle from ABAT from Texas. Your bodywork bowl. Did I get that right?
Yeah. And Jill actually comes up and does it for us. Like, she's a doll. I really love Jill. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Jill and to ABAT. But the bodywork bowl is, you know, like where all the local people get to see who's the best of the best, right? If you want to come out and compete, you can compete in welding, or you can compete in virtual painting, or you can compete in estimating, and have people come out and just, you know, do their thing and see who's the best of the best.
That's awesome. That's, did you guys post winners or anything for that?
It's another thing I'll tell you. I don't know. That's on the admins team.
You're going to get right on that, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome. I think it's super fun. So what else? What does Ken Miller have up his sleeve? Or what are you guys thinking? I know it's over, so you get to take a breath for a second. But anything that you guys have for the association or for next year's trade show or anything that you're kind of mulling around that's next up on the docket that you're excited about?
So I'll start with this year's association. Like, we had a lot of great giveaways. So, you know, like, not to so much name names, but Chris White and Kiko was great. I had a membership drive with Spark and Kiko. You know, they teamed up to donate a Kiko tool set to to one member, a new member. So that was cool. And we gave a Kiko set away to a local school, which Chris is starting this initiative, which I think is really cool. Actually, we were in Palm Springs and I sat next to Chris for CIC and we just started talking, and he wants to start to like create this initiative where he's teaching young technicians in the schools, in high school, like the new way of glue pull repair and, you know, doing body work that way. Yeah. So not only is he donating tools, but he's also donating training. So he's going to fly a guy out to the school for a training to teach the instructors how to use the kits, properly instructing the kids how to use it.
Wow.
So I think that's a pretty cool initiative in kind of like building the future.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. I love that. That's so neat.
So, shout out to Chris also.
Yes. Yeah. That's amazing. Glue pulling is amazing. I watch their videos and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like next level. Like the stuff you can do with glue pulling. I've even seen your videos, Ken Miller, you and your PDR skills. And I'm like, what? Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, off topic.
Yeah. And for next year, I've got big plans. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much. I will say that I'm going to get Mickey Woods out there next year.
Yes.
And do something cool with that.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out as time goes on here. We got a little time to work on that. But I do have some other ideas for things I want to do. You know, I hope I can build upon the successes of this year. Mm-hmm. You know, because like everybody wants to come now, because I've heard it from all the people that I talk to, the board members who have spoken to, vendors and attendees and educators. Everybody was excited about it. So like, that's a big deal. So that means next year we should have plenty of momentum going into that. And there were some attendees who, like, there were some vendors that couldn't attend this year, and we were disappointed about that, but we know that they were there and they saw what it was on the floor and realized that they probably missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, so I expect to see them next year also. So even though we had a full floor, like it would have been like challenging to fit more people in, but I'm looking forward to 25.
Will it be in the same location?
Yes, it's always in the same location now, the Meadowlands Expo Center. It's the ideal size.
And then you were saying it's the same weekend every year. So what is that? Which weekend is that? So people, not that we're all going to make our flight reservations today, but honestly, the year goes so fast. Like, it just goes so fast. Like, I like to have at least an idea of when these things are. And there's a lot of like little things. So oftentimes we have to prioritize, right? Like, okay, there's 15 things happening that I'd love to go to. So which three am I going to make happen? So I think it's good to at least kind of get the date out there, because it's March, right? March every year.
It's always around St. Patrick's Day weekend. So March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. So it's always around that weekend. So next year, I think St. Pat's is on Monday. So it'll probably be that, you know, that week prior.
Right. Okay. Cool. So we can all mark our calendars. Are people wearing kilts there since you're St. Patty's
Day? No, I didn't see any.
Well, you can start that trend in 2025. You're welcome.
Yeah. No.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like a great time. Awesome speakers that you had there. The trade show floor. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm bummed I didn't get to make it this year. And everybody always says like, oh, it was so fun. It was so good. And talking to you today makes me like even more excited to be there next year. So yeah. So anything that I forgot to ask you about that you feel like you wanted to share with everybody?
We did have a couple celebrities.
Oh,
this year.
Okay.
And hopefully we can expand on that next year. We had Dave Kindig from Kindigit Designs.
Yeah.
He's on TV, Bitchin' Rides.
Yes,
so Axel
yes.
Nobel brought him.
Nice. And
Jonathan Goolsbee, BASF, brought him. And John brought one of his cars, a really cool Mustang that he was working on.
Nice.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, aside from all the other stuff that was going on, you had some, you know, some of that happening as well.
Yeah. That's so cool. A little paparazzi action. I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, and I even talked with a couple other shops that are in New Jersey and they were like pumped for it when it was coming. I was like, don't you guys have Northeast next week? They're like, yes, yes. Like they were just super excited for it. So it's neat to have such a cool thing local to you. I mean, if you're getting people all the way from the other coast, you know, it's good. It's one thing for SEMA because that seems to be like the thing everybody goes to, but like for an association to put on an event like this and have that many people attend. How many people did you have attend?
I think around 6,000 was the last number that I
You're
heard.
You're kidding me. Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Jeez Louise, that is a lot of people.
Yeah. The photos, you know, they do aerials of the, like the floor was packed.
Wow.
Through most of the, and it's really only, the floor doesn't open until Friday night at 5, right? And you got all day Saturday until 5, and then Sunday. Okay. Sunday it starts to, you know, calm down,
right.
You know, like 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock is, it's, you know, petering out. But yeah, like during the day, Saturday, Friday night, it was just, the show floor was just incredible.
Wow. It's so fun.
Yeah.
So fun. You got to make a little vacation. Because it sounds fun. It doesn't sound like work, but yet you get stuff done that's helpful for work. Yet it's you get to enjoy all the energy, all the magnetism, and be surrounded by all the new things, which is so neat. And see people you haven't seen forever. Like, God bless. So fun. Awesome. Okay. Well, I think I've got, I think I got all my stuff. I had a few notes and we buzzed through those. So. Great. So we've got everybody mark your calendar for March around St. Patty's Day, 2025. We're all going to see Ken Miller. You'll see me there and we're going to have an awesome time. And then if you guys are interested in your area and you have questions about associations or anything, Ken Miller is such a nice guy. I know he would love to help. So I'll put Ken's information in the show notes here. So if you need anything, any help, whatever, like I said, Ken's an owner of a body shop. Like he knows what you're going through. He knows the frustrations. He's been there. He lives it. And he runs a fantastic, high-functioning shop out there. So he's just a wealth of knowledge. Take advantage if he has time. And I'm sure he would love
I'll always make time.
He does. He does. Well, Ken, thank you so much for joining me today. That was so fun. I'm so glad I finally got you on here.
Thank you for having me. And this is my fan time, right? I said I'm going to have to get a pink check mark behind my name on my social stuff because I'm Mickey Woods verified now.
You are verified. How fun would that be if I could do that? That would be like the coolest. I might just make one up, like just Photoshop it on there. I love it. Well, thank you guys for listening again to this episode of the Body Bangin' Podcast. Again, make sure you subscribe, like the video if you like the content. It'll share it with more people so more people get to be exposed to all the fun we have on this podcast. And then again, make sure you set aside March so we can all hit up Ken Miller out at the Northeast Collision Conference. All right. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, make sure you hit the subscribe button. We have some incredible topics and guests coming your way you will not want to miss. If you are watching on YouTube and don't want to miss the latest and greatest, you'll want to hit the bell after subscribing so you will get a pop-up each time a video podcast goes live. To our devoted fans, would you mind paying it forward and sharing this little gem with someone else you think may benefit from it? Much love from all of us here at Body Bangin', all things auto body.